During the pandemic, many families were forced to have difficult conversations about end-of-life care and when and how to get support when loved ones aren't nearby. Today, a group of local researchers is releasing a new tool. Simply put, it gives a better estimate of how much time patients have left to help make better decisions about their care needs. It's published today in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. It's available online at projectbiglife.ca. Amy Hsu is a member of the team, an investigator at the Bruyere Research Institute, and a faculty member in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Ottawa. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm struggling to understand, what is the big question that you wanted to help answer with this latest tool?
Okay, so the tool that was developed by our research team is called RESPECT. And RESPECT is short for Risk Evaluation for Support Predictions for Elder Life in the Community Tool. So it's a very long name, so we often go by the acronym RESPECT. It was developed for frail older people who might need supports and care in their homes, especially as they approach the end of life. And the calculator is based on an algorithm that estimates a frail person's survival or their life expectancy, so how long they will live, using responses to 17 questions about their health and their ability to care for themselves. And using this information, we're hoping that individuals can actually have a discussion about their care providers, about the level of care and what types of services they might need.
Well, can you describe a set of circumstances that this tool would be used, and how would it change the near future for one of these patients?
So research has shown that actually a majority of Canadians and individuals living with terminal illnesses, you know, prefer to die at home or in other home-like settings, such as hospices or palliative care units, where they're comfortable and they're surrounded by their loved ones. But what we know from statistics is that 60% of Canadian adults actually die in hospital. And one of the major concerns, I think, for many frail patients and their family is if they wanted to have a death in their home, in a home-like environment, that there may be a lack of health services or supports to enable them to do that. And, you know, as we know, patients in their final months of life need around-the-clock care, but, you know, often that care is initiated too late if the person's not recognized as having a terminal prognosis. And so we're hoping that the calculator could actually inform earlier planning and identification of palliative care needs for an older person as they're kind of declining in health and approaching the end of life.
So, for example, if you knew that your elderly mother had a month to live versus a year to live, it might change how you approach the next few weeks.
Definitely. And I think ideally we want individuals to be able to identify their care needs earlier on in that trajectory so that, you know, often when we're talking about palliative care and being initiated too late is that physicians often give the prognosis that, you know, the patient has 1 to 3 months left to live. And what we want to enable patients and family members to do is to be able to plan what that final months and final years of life might be like. So then you're not surprised by the outcome and by the trajectory of decline.
Dr. Hsu, you mentioned a number of questions that you would ask in order to come up with an answer from this tool. What kind of data are you drawing on to figure out that estimate? I mean, isn't it really particular to each person?
So the calculator was developed using home care data in Ontario, and we include questions that are related to the person's demographics. So we ask questions about their age and sex. We ask some questions about the diseases that they might be living with. And we asked about questions related to the level of functional capacity. So things related to whether or not you're able to eat on your own, whether you have experienced any mobility limitations, and the symptoms, other symptoms and signs of decline. So like weight loss, shortness of breath and such. And this data is actually based on hundreds of thousands of experience of an individual going through the home care system in Ontario. And what we included in the calculator are actually all the risk factors that doctors are considering as part of their decision making and when they're delivering and making a prognosis for patients.
Interesting, because even as I'm asking you these questions, I'm feeling like it's an awkward topic, right? It's a difficult set of questions to ask a loved one, some people, frankly, might not want to know the answer. You know, they might not want to know so specifically how much time they have left. What did you hear from people as you were developing this tool?
So we ran a number of focus groups speaking with patients and caregivers about the type of information that could really help to support their decision making. And one of the messages that we heard loud and clear from these focus groups was that patients wanted their clinicians to have this information. And I completely agree with you. It's a difficult conversation, and often people may not be ready to receive this information. And so really, the Respect Calculator was designed to support that conversation before the person is in their final weeks and months of life. And it enables individuals to have discussions about what their health status is, how the changes in their health status, and how their care needs should actually reflect their health status at that point earlier on in that trajectory of decline. So then they're not surprised by the information that they're receiving from their clinicians.
Do you think the pandemic made people more receptive to a tool like this?
I think the pandemic has certainly forced us to have some of these discussions and being more prepared. And that is the motivation behind the Respect Calculator, is to help people become more prepared for these conversations so then they're not surprised by the prognosis as their health status changes.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Amy Hsu is an investigator at the Brière Research Institute and a faculty member in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Ottawa. The Elder Life Calculator, acronym RESPECT, is out today in the CMAJ.